Many air travelers at the local section of Nigeria's busiest airport in Lagos said they have been experiencing long delays since the weekend. They blame the delay on the government order to carry out safety checks on all aircraft in the country. For thousands of frustrated passengers, it means no easy connection to major destinations. This includes the capital, Abuja, in central Nigeria, and the southern city of Port Harcourt, which is the hub of the oil business. President Olusegun Obasanjo ordered the audit after the country suffered its second crash on December the 10th, in which 107 people lost their lives, including over 50 students of a Catholic secondary school in Abuja. A Bellevue Airlines jet had crashed near Lagos, killing 117 people in the first incident on October 22nd. Although investigations into the disasters are still ongoing, many here blame them on negligence and the old planes used by operators. Observers say most of the planes are about 30 years old. President Obasanjo also says corruption is rampant in the sector and has promised to fight it. Already, he has fired a number of aviation officials in the wake of the crashes. In the meantime, many people have resorted to traveling by road despite fears about their poor condition and frequent attacks by bandits. For VOA Africa, Paul Okolo reporting from Lagos.